Good morning, and thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today, we're talking about mental health and the church. The author that we are highlighting today is Dr. Robert Shaw, Jr. He is a licensed professional counselor supervisor, or an LPCS, who is duly licensed in Virginia and North Carolina and is a National Board Certified Counselor. You can find out more about Dr. Shaw online at rbshaw.net. That's R as in Robert, B as in boy, Shaw.net. So let's go on over to his page right now. Now, one of the things that I absolutely love is that not only does he have one book, but he has five books that are available on his page. Now, why is that important? Because different people are going through different things. No one person is going through one thing all of the time. The same way that you're not always sad or always happy, you go through different emotions, which means that you are going to go through different trials and tribulations, if you will. Things that test you, things that stretch you, things that make you your best you. Now, you know, here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela, I try to introduce you to books that are going to help you have great mental health. They are things that are going to stretch you, pull you, challenge you. Books that are going to ask you to step outside of your comfort zone and see where can you go? Where can you draw your new boundary now that you are informed? Now, for others, it may be a reminder of who you are or what you knew you could always be. And that's what I want to do today with these books with Robert B. Shaw Ministries, who's at rbshaw.net, is just highlight the books. Now, you choose the one that is best for you, of course, because you know what you're going through. So the first book is Created For, and I love how this series is Created For, and then there's a different theme. The first is Created For Significance, discovering our human core longings, who defines us, and how we reverse identity theft. Now, for so many people, that's a really big one. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I doing? Type of thing. Well, that's different. That's looking for your purpose. But significance is defining who you are, defining what is important to you, and how do you determine your own identity? Who are you? For example, who are you in Christ? For so many people, they're not sure. For others, they're very much aware. I have a deacon's heart, so therefore I am a deacon. I have an elder's heart because I wish to lead the church and make sure that they don't go astray. Others may say I'm an evangelist because I want to share the good news of the gospel. Well, Created For Significance, helps you think about those particular things. It says we need answers, answers that are sure and dependable, answers that bring goodness and contentment. Today, perhaps more than ever before, the human condition has been confused and is in turmoil. We are longing for essential aspects to fulfill our needs, but often fall short of true fulfillment. We are created with core longings that were designed to be ultimately fulfilled by God. However, we have been hurt by bad relationships, abuse and neglect, unfulfilled promises, and shortcomings of our own. As we begin the Created For series, we will introduce these six core longings and begin with the focus on significance. My prayer is that you will find healing for your soul and restoration for your spirit. I love it. Now, the next book is Created For Covering. Understanding the concept of safety and covering in relationship for men and women. Safety is one of the core longings in every human being. Safety seems to be more difficult to come by these days, and the feeling of safety begins in a family, in the family relationship. Over the last few decades, our society has gone through many changes that have affected people and the way they relate to each other. One of these changes is the growing yet subtle pursuit of self-centered independence. This book can help us discover or rediscover the benefits of living under God's design as it relates to the concept of covering. We are all created to be under a covering. God designed us to be free, but not independent. Come and explore from the beginning through today how men and women and their families can relate to each other in such a way as to have an impact upon the world. God has covered us, recovered us, and desires for us to be responsible in covering what He has given to us. Created for covering. Now, I really, really like that because depending on the type of church that you attend, you may hear this type of talk in that God covers us. Husbands, cover your wives. Parents, cover your children. So you understand that it's not about, again, you being out there all alone, but instead look at God's grace and mercy and how He covers us under His almighty wing. I love it. But that's what we do here on Modern Living with Dr. Angela. We want you to have great mental health, but we also want to respect faith. Now, I know that for many people, it's like, wow, that's a really interesting combination. I know, but yet it is needed. That's why we're bringing you great, great authors so that you can get comfy cozy with one of these books. And your imagination can just run wild. If it's something about information, then you can be informed and educated on the topic, and then you can make educated responses and decisions to what's going on in your world. The next book in the series by Robert B. Shaw, that's found at Robert B. Shaw Ministries at rbshaw.net, is Created for Purpose. Created for Purpose, answering the common question, what am I here for? So many people are asking themselves, what am I here for? I don't understand. Well, perhaps this is the book for you. It goes on and it says, we have lost our way. Many people struggle to find not only who they are, but where they're going. Today, the choices are seemingly endless and vast, making the discovery of one's purpose more confusing and difficult, or so it may seem. Men and women are able to choose from so much more of what the world can offer. As a result, people often find that what they choose may be practical, but not fulfilling. Most often, they choose what will bring us the most income and financial reward, which is indeed important, but often at the expense of our passion and dreams. If we ever knew what our passions and dreams were, isn't that the truth? Well, people are seeking happiness when what they really want is peace and contentment. See, I talk about purpose because I found my purpose. I know what my purpose is. And my purpose is to use media platforms to empower others, to bring information to others so that you can make a better informed decision as to why God has purposed you for such a time as this. I believe that each and every one of us is born into the time in which we are supposed to make a difference. That it's not that you were supposed to have been born in the past, and you're definitely not supposed to be born in the future, because you are alive now. And how are you playing a role in the skit of the world, if you will? What are you doing to make sure that your character is the best character, that your purpose is fulfilled, that your destiny is filled? God has definitely given each one of us a task, and we are happiest when we find out what that task is and how we can fulfill it. Well, it's time for us to take a very short break, but when we get back, we are going to continue with the list of books at Robert B. Shaw Ministries. We'll be back right after this.
It is time to step out and do what God has told you or called you to do. He said all things are possible to them that believe. Faith without works is dead. It is time to get up and it is time to start moving. There is ministry. There are entrepreneurs. There are writers that are listening in. Whatever the vision is, whatever the dream is, you were made for greatness. You got to get out of the box. Catch up on the past episodes of Bridging the Gap podcast, available on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Google, and more. And don't forget to tune in every Monday night at 7 p.m. for the latest episode with your host, yours truly, Sean Laurie Moore. Join our encouragement community at www.SheRoyalMinistries.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining me for Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I am your host, Dr. Angela Butch-Chester. We are talking about mental health and the church. The author of these wonderful books is Dr. Robert Shaw Jr. He's a licensed professional counselor supervisor, an LPCS. He is duly licensed in the states, in the state of North Carolina and the Commonwealth of Virginia. He is a national board certified counselor. You can find Dr. Shaw online at rbshaw.net. R as in Robert, B as in boy, Shaw, SHAW.net. So let's go on back over to rbshaw.net and look at the last two books in the series, at least for now. Created for Understanding, answering the common question, what am I here for? I know, a bit of understanding about why you're here. One of the more frustrating experiences we can have is the feeling of being misunderstood. One of the human core longings is to feel understood. We all desire to understand ourselves, others, and even God. All relationships require levels of understanding for them to be fulfilling and satisfying. All relationships require communication. We all communicate. However, we are not all understood, at least not as often as we would like. Fast-moving lifestyles, constant exposure to media, changes occurring at breakneck speeds all seem to leave the ability to watch, look, and listen to each other more challenging than ever before. We are overly distracted, self-oriented, cynical, and desensitized. We have learned to tune each other out. Having a great deal of knowledge does not always translate into the ability to truly understand. The next is Created for Belonging and Understanding the Longing to Feel Connected and to Whom. If these books sound like they are one of the books for you, please be sure to visit rbshaw.net. Now, in the last few seconds of the show, I want to do my shout outs and thank you so much to each and every one of you because we have someone new on the board this week. Thank you. And the number one spot is the United States of America. Woo, woo. Thank you, home country, for coming in number one. Number two is the Philippines. Hey, Philippines. Thanks so much for being number two. Number three is Australia. Thanks, Australia. Number four is Spain. Thank you, Spain. And new this week on the board is Canada. Thank you so much to my neighbors to the north. Thanks, you guys, for tuning in and making our show an international success. Well, as always, may you have great mental health. And until next time, everyone, be safe and know that God loves you. Bye-bye.